Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, joined by our medical analyst, Dr. Ford Vox. And Dr. Vox, today we're talking about rheumatoid arthritis and a treatment innovation on the horizon. First, what is so bad about rheumatoid arthritis compared to just the regular old kind?
Well, rheumatoid arthritis is generally more destructive of joints than your typical arthritis. That's osteoarthritis. And it has more potential effects for the entire body. The joint damage can be disabling alone, and beyond that, it can cause lung disease, it can damage the cardiovascular system, it even contributes to the blood cancer lymphoma.
So how do you get it?
The short answer, as it is with many, is we don't know. But there are oodles of studies pointing out risk factors that range from genetics. There's an almost 60% hereditary element for some types of rheumatoid arthritis to environmental factors like having the wrong kind of gut microbes, which we keep hearing again and again. Smoking and periodontal disease are risk factors, too.
Since we're going to be talking about a new kind of treatment, what's the current treatment that people are getting?
Medications, lots of meds. The most important medication, the one proven to work the best in halting joint damage, is one of the first chemotherapy drugs. It's called methotrexate. As chemotherapy, you know, its potential side effect list is a mile long. Now, the dose is used in RA. They're as small as possible, and doctors are trying to balance symptom improvement with any side effects. It's often used in combination with prednisone, that's a steroid. Steroids, too, you know, have a long list of side effects, perhaps even more than methotrexate. They range from digestive problems to mood swings.
So methotrexate and prednisone are the standbys. And thanks to some TV ads out there, we probably know there are newer ones, too.
Yeah, you know, the ads are for things like Humira and Enbrel. These are the so-called biologics. They're biologically active proteins produced in laboratory cell cultures. It's a very expensive process. The molecules each target key steps in the inflammatory cascade behind rheumatoid arthritis. They are very important treatment options, but the research still shows that old chemo drug methotrexate works best in most patients.
You know, one reason folks remember these ads are those long list of very quickly read side effects at the end.
Humira can lower your ability to fight infections, including tuberculosis. Serious.
Now, even with that beautiful music in the background, it still makes you think twice.
You know, some of the same inflammatory processes that kick off diseases like RA are also ones that we rely on to help us fight infections. So it is a big problem with these treatments.
So the search for better treatments, of course, is essential. But I understand the search is going in an entirely different direction now?
Electricity.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. So in this case, we're talking about a New York neurosurgeon. His name is Dr. Kevin Tracy. He came up with the idea of stimulating the vagus nerve. There are over 100,000 people who have been implanted with vagus nerve stimulators available for 19 years now. They're used mainly to treat drug-resistant seizures. This vagus nerve, it's one of our 12 cranial nerves. These are the brain's major input and output highways other than the spinal cord.
So help me here. This implanted device sends electrical signals to the brain, and that's what stops a seizure?
Yeah. But Dr. Tracy's big innovation is realizing that the signals go the other way also. They go to all the organs that the vagus nerve innervates. So the nerve can dampen down inflammation. That's one of its purposes. And by stimulating it, we can actually kind of harness that ability, ultimately decreasing the ability of some immune cells in the spleen to produce a neurotransmitter that signals ramping this up.
So what happens then when you stimulate the vagus nerve in people with rheumatoid arthritis?
There's actually a pretty dramatic reduction in swollen, painful joints, and there's improved movement. The stimulator is on for a maximum of 4 minutes a day. About a third of patients in a study recently saw 70% improvement. Over half saw 50% improvement. Most patients saw some improvement. And we didn't see any infections in that study.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Vox. See you next week.